Lesson 3, Soaking Session. In Revelation 3:18, the Lord says this to the Laodicean church: I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. This soaking session is designed to help you receive God's word through meditating on His truth and allowing that truth to fill every part of your being, conquering every contrary thought and establishing you in His light. God wants to anoint your spiritual vision. Divine perspective and vision will produce success and fruitfulness. Get settled and ready to receive an impartation from the Spirit of God. Find a quiet and restful place where you are undistracted, where you can enjoy God's presence and His love. He desires to soak you in His truth. Truth about Him, truth about you, and the beautiful, successful life He has created you for. Let's refer again to Job 33, verse 4, because this verse tells us that the breath of God is the Spirit of God, and the breath of the Almighty gives us life. Since the Spirit of God lives inside the believer, each person who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ has ongoing, direct access to the breath of life that will help them live abundantly. In response to that truth, let's activate. Take some deep breaths. Breathe in His love, His purity, and His power. Focus on Him. And as you breathe out, release stress, fear, and anxious thoughts. Breathe in His grace and peace. And as you exhale, release tension. Focus on the beauty and the greatness of God. All things are possible in Him. He is for you and not against you. Continue to breathe in His truth and then breathe out mindsets that oppose His truth. Nice, deep, relaxing, and cleansing breaths. You were created to see. Remember that you were created in the image of God, and because God can see, so can you. You have natural vision and spiritual vision, natural eyes and spiritual eyes. As you soak in the presence of the Lord, allow Him to anoint your eyes with eye salve in the Spirit, so that you can see. He is with you to enhance your spiritual sight and to restore failed vision. Soak in His presence and receive. Breathe in His presence and allow His divine eye salve to saturate your vision. Breathe in divine perspective and breathe out distortions. Soak and receive eye salve from the Spirit that you may see. God is awakening your imagination to dream big with Him. Don't be afraid to dream. Your dreams can become your reality. Your imagination is a sacred part of you when it is set apart for God's purposes. Receive forgiveness and cleansing right now for any misuse of your imagination. He is cleansing you now. Dedicate your imagination to the Lord afresh. Celebrate your imagination. Bless your imagination. I speak fresh awakening to your imagination. Now, believe that your imagination is cleansed and awakened. Soak in that reality. Now, what do you see? God told Abram to lift his eyes and look from the place where he was, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all that he saw, the Lord gave him. Lift your vision heavenward. Do you see your success? Do you see yourself increasing in every good thing that God has promised you? Can you see your breakthrough? Can you see your miracle? Because if you see it, you can have it. Lift up your eyes. What do you see? What is He showing you?